Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Casinos with an application deadline. We have more that have come real fast in the last day. Give us an update.
Yeah, operators of the Saratoga Casino and Raceway will hedge their bets by seeking gaming licenses in separate regions of the state. That's what we found out yesterday. The Racino owners up there announced some of the details of a $300 million casino proposal for East Greenbush in Rensselaer County on Tuesday, just 2 days before they're scheduled to present plans for another facility in the Orange County town of Newburgh. James Featherstone Ha, one of the Racino's minority owners, said his company's intentions are to open casinos in both locations if they are awarded two licenses. Featherstone Ha declined to discuss this proposal for Newburgh with us. Others to say that it's slated for property near the junction of the Thruway and Interstate 84. The Racino operators are among a growing list of gaming license applicants paying the $1 million fee, which is due before midnight tonight. The list of companies submitting the fee will be made public by the state on Thursday. Operators have to pay that fee only once, if they intend to propose multiple applications. The Racino isn't the only player putting efforts into multiple sites. Rochester developer David Flom, who proposed a $300 million resort near Thruway Exit 23 in Albany, is also part of a $750 million plan being backed by Caesars in Orange County. The East Greenbush project was unveiled to a group of casino supporters up in Saratoga Springs late Monday, as they announced their intentions to not seek a license up there following months of heated debate in Saratoga Springs.
Well, with spring unfolding, we see that the state has announced some money for local parks in our region.
Yeah, Capital Region State Parks will receive $9.5 million in funding for improvements this year. It's part of $90 million for capital work included in the new state budget. Saratoga Spa State Park will see nearly $1.8 million spent up there, and a new visitor center will be built at John Boyd Thatcher Park over in Albany. State money will also pay to replace a Fort Plain pedestrian bridge destroyed by flooding last year and to fund a bike trail extension out in Montgomery County. This is the third year of major capital spending on the park system, which for many years has suffered from a deterioration of facilities because money wasn't being spent on that kind of work. Saratoga, the money will be spent on improvements to the Victoria Pool area, new bike paths, and to convert an existing Geyser Creek building into an environmental education building. They're also going to renovate the Gideon Putman Hotel and Conference Center, including a new roof. At John Boyd Thatcher Park, they're going to build a visitor center near the very popular Indian Ladder Trail, and it's to take advantage of some of these great long views from the top of the Helderberg Escarpment.